Attention listeners, we're excited to announce that AfterSight will be moving to our new office on March 26th. As we make this transition, our services will be down most of the day. We apologize for any inconvenience, but truly appreciate your understanding as we start this new chapter. Thank you for listening to AfterSight.
You're listening to an AINC original podcast. We believe you don't have to do life without a compass. Let us be your guide on this amazing journey. Welcome to Navigating Life with Vision Loss.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for Navigating Life with Vision Loss. I'm your host, Kim Wardlow. We are continuing our month of fashion here in September, and we're continuing to talk with Tricia Wechter from Blind Girl Designs. So I'm really excited to have her with me again today. So Tricia, thank you for joining us again.
My pleasure. I'm really happy to be here.
So today we're talking about dressing sharp and staying groomed, men's fashion and grooming, the title of today's episode. As I mentioned in the last episode, often we focus more on women's fashions and not so much on men's fashions. We talked in the last episode about more general things about Blind Girl Designs and what you're doing there, but also on getting clothes that fit and make you feel good and confident. And so today we're looking at men specifically and, mm-hmm. And you know, building confidence for men. And I know some men who are very fashion conscious and very particular about what they wear, and others that just want to be comfortable and, you know, it may or may not match. You just don't know. So as we're looking at that and just some grooming tips as well, we'll just start out. You know, why a guy would want to be thinking about dressing well, not just what others might be perceiving and thinking, but just feeling the social benefits and psychological mm-hmm. benefits of dressing well.
So I just want to lay out some groundwork here about dressing well. You know, it means something different in different times of our day or our month or mm-hmm. our year, right? So there's right. casual dressing, and casual dressing is usually jeans or khakis, and it can be shorts. And there's business casual, which is traditionally for men, twill pants, khaki, navy, black twill pants, and a Oxford shirt or a business shirt or polo shirts are generally accepted mm-hmm. for business casual. So if you have a job, and then there's dress up, which is if you have a business interview, if you're going to a wedding or a funeral or any big event, that will require a sports coat, a jacket, a sports coat, a shirt, a button-down shirt, and pants with matching shoes. Now, there's a couple of different choices there. One of the really classic, easy things that you can do to kind of knock both of those out is to get a navy blazer, a blue Oxford shirt, and khaki pants with brown shoes. You could pretty much cover any event that you have to go to if you cannot afford or choose not to have a suit. If you get a suit, have the opportunity to get a suit, then I would say the number one color suit for a man, if you only are going to get one and only invest in one, is a dark charcoal colored suit. That suit will take you all the way from, if you have to go to a black tie type of event, to a funeral or a wedding or any evening event or any business event. And that way you can just invest in one suit. Now, in the case of all of these types of apparel, fit is really important. So what I have observed with guys in the fit department is that Although you would think I would say, oh, don't wear that stuff so oversized. Nope, that's not what I'm going to say. Not even close. Pay attention to fit, because if it's pulling up at your waistband and we can see your belly, that is not a good look on you and not a good fit. And that, I have to believe, that must feel uncomfortable for you. So forget what we think, right? But I mean, how comfortable do you feel if your apparel doesn't fit very well? And how confident do you feel? And the same for if you're preparing for a job or for business or going anywhere, the length of your pants, this is very specific to men. We're not going to talk about this as much in women, but these are very specific things for men. And that is, for men, it doesn't take a lot to make guys look spiffy. But one thing that I have noticed is pants that are too long on men, mm-hmm. where there is a bunch of fabric at the bottom of the garment. So I just want to share with you that basically every single man's pant comes in an inseam, 30, 32, 34, and 36 inch lengths. So unlike women who have to always get their pants cut, men can actually buy pants at the correct length. It's just knowing that the correct length should be right at the top of your shoes or slightly below the top of your shoes. That way, when you sit down, your pants aren't pulled up halfway up your leg. Mm-hmm. And that little bit of fabric that there's down there is called a break. And they call it a break whether you're wearing khakis or jeans or a suit pant. And if you take a suit, for instance, to a tailor, they're going to measure the bottom with you standing in the shoes that you plan to wear, and they're going to make a little bit of a break on that pant. So again, just knowing and being aware that the length of your pant can make all the difference in your general outlook. I feel like for me, when I discovered that as a petite woman, it made me feel really confident. Like, I didn't know what to do about the fact that I was rolling up all my jeans and my pants. Mm-hmm. And when I discovered I could go to any dry cleaning shop, and that they could cut my pants and hem them, including my jeans, which they use the same exact color thread as a denim jean, no one would ever know that my pants or my jeans were hemmed. And I automatically had a really put together look. It didn't really matter what else I put on. Mm-hmm. So fitting into clothes that are comfortable, make you feel comfortable, and that fit properly, I think are things that make us feel confident. Like, I feel confident because no matter what I take out of my closet, I know that it fits me properly.
Yes. And it's the same. I'm tall and I have really long legs. So I've always had the opposite problem trying to find things that are long enough. And every once in a while, I get something that is way too long and I'm shocked I have to hem it. But most of the time, it's trying to find things that are long enough. And I know in Blind Girl Designs, you do have tall links and right. things. So whether it's sleeves or, you know, pant legs, it does make all the difference in how you feel when you feel like things are fitting properly.
Right. So it's something that we don't have to, if we can do that at the very beginning, right, then we don't have to worry about that when we get dressed. The mm-hmm. second thing that I just feel like a lot of guys are not as, some guys are, but most guys are not as tuned into fashion as women. You know, we will sell the same cargo shorts for 25 years from Lee. You know, and every guy I know has these same cargo shorts on, including my son, who has five pairs. He has five pairs of caramel khaki, sand khaki, and khaki. So there are three different tones of khaki. Mm-hmm. And all of his shirts are royal blue, navy blue, heather blue, blue. He wears blue. So he knows that no matter what he pulls out in terms of shorts and what shirt he puts on, he's going to look great, because his sandals also are brown and they have a little bit of blue in them. Mm-hmm. So when, if you're a guy that doesn't really care too much about outlook, but you kind of would like to look good, make your life super simple. Are you a guy who likes to wear denim? Or you like to wear black? I wear black top to bottom. Everything that I have is black and gray. So no matter what I do, it's going to all fit and it's going to all go together. I'm not going to be able to make that mistake of having a green pant and a purple top. Mm-hmm. That stuff's all out of my wardrobe. So if you just want to make your life simple and you don't really care, make sure it fits, make sure it's clean, and hone your wardrobe down to the colors that you like and that you feel comfortable with, that you feel that express yourself. Or the t-shirts. Do you love Pokemon? Do you love anime? Do you love football? What do you love? Get some t-shirts and stuff that reflect what you personally like and allow you to express your personality. And then just pull it off the rack and pull those shorts on or pull those khakis on and you'll look great. And then again, on the shirt side, again, if you're not a really fashion guy, a light blue Oxford shirt, if you don't have sight or have not had sight, is the classic color of a guy shirt everywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. And it can be also that color any color in a polo shirt, but that light blue polo color is also good. And so I think feeling comfortable and confident in what we put on without having to get hassled in the morning makes us feel better. And I just want to share a tip. What I do the night before I get dressed, if I'm going to do an event or going to work, I actually hang up the clothes that I'm going to wear. I literally put the pants, the underwear, the socks, the shirt, and the shoes. I have them all hung up together. Mm-hmm. And that way I don't have to run around in the morning like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to say, oh my God, is that navy? Is that black?
Yeah.
I didn't know. What do you mean burgundy? I didn't even know I had burgundy pants. Are you sure that's burgundy? So it just eliminates all that anxiety and stress. And it's a very simple thing to do. It's kind of what we did when I was a little kid. A lot of people, moms probably made sure that they had their uniforms ready in the morning or clean clothes the night before, mm-hmm. or their soccer uniform. It's a very, very same thing. For me, it just reduces the stress. And I always feel confident when I wake up in the morning first thing, because I know my clothes are already ready.
Yeah. You touched on this a bit, but I wanted to just go back to it in terms of cost. And if, mm-hmm. especially if you are buying investing really in something like a suit that you might not wear, probably you won't be wearing it every day, but right. for special occasions, where is it really, if you pay more, is it really mean it's better? Or, you know,
no.
How do you determine, well, I could buy this and it's not so expensive, but it's still, you know, reasonable quality.
Right. I would say, just to make things really simple, and because this is a nationwide chain of which I have no affiliation, Men's Warehouse has the best value, best outlook suits that I have seen. And of course, I am used to dealing with $2,000 and $3,000 and $4,000 suits. But Men's Warehouse has suits for men for $150. And they tailor them. They will match them with a shirt that's maybe 2 for $40. You can get two mm-hmm. shirts, a broadcloth and an Oxford, and a tie that's maybe $15, right? Mm-hmm. And they will tailor the cuffs, and they will tailor the hem, and they will fit it, and they will not let you walk out of there unless you look like $1 million. Mm-hmm. So the secondary thing about the suit investment is that suits are constructed with what is called a busted seam. A busted seam means that when they fit the seam to your waist, they don't cut off the fabric. So if you gain weight, you can take your suit, or if you gain weight or you get taller, if you're a teenager and you're getting your first suit, right? Mm-hmm. And you get it at Men's Warehouse, the tailor is going to put a deep cuff in so that when you get taller, you can bring it back and he's going to let the hem down. If you get wider, they're going to rip that seam out at the waist and make it wider for you. They are going to do the same thing with the cuffs on the jacket. Mm-hmm. So if you get taller. So that is how everybody manages the investment of a suit, whether it's $150, which is a big ticket, or $5,000, which is a big ticket, depending on who you are and what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. But in both cases, they use these tools in order to extend the life of the suit.
Great. That's really good to know, because I think that can be kind of intimidating going into to buy a suit.
Yes. And then in terms of the other option, which is a navy blazer and also polo shirts, listen, don't discount what your regional version of Goodwill is. Mm-hmm. Everybody has those type of stores, right? And you can pick up a really nice, lightly worn navy blazer that will fit you for $10 and a really nice Ralph Lauren polo shirt for $4. So, you know, if you are dressing on a budget, don't discount these type of places, because they have a lot of really good apparel from a lot of really good, well-branded vendors mm-hmm. that you can build out a really nice wardrobe for very little money.
That's true. You can get some really good deals there, those types of stores.
Especially in men's, where the fashions don't really change as yes. quickly as in women's. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, now that they're dressed and look good, whether they're casual or dressed up, let's move on to grooming tips. And especially as we're considering men who are blind or have low vision, and just that importance of regular, you know, grooming routines.
Okay. So this is going to have to be before you put the clothes on, guys.
Yes.
You got to do the grooming part. Okay. So I'm going to say the biggest single thing for anyone is cleanliness. So you can have all these spiffy clothes on, but if you smell bad, forget it. It totally erases all of the good deeds that you have done. So I would say that every day you should shower. And if you have sensory issues, which some people do, then every day there are full wash body wipes you can get on Amazon. As well as what we do is just fill the sink in the bathroom with soapy water, just literally hand soap, and then wash the pits, the chest. Start with the face, then go to the chest and then wash the pits. Dry those babies, and then put plenty of Axe or Old Spice on them. And you can run the Axe or the Old Spice across the chest and across the neckline if you have a hairy chest. The other thing to just mention is if you have stinky feet at the end of all of this, I take the washcloth and wipe the feet down. And, you know, sometimes I know that people even run some deodorant on their feet, just take the deodorant and run it at the top of their foot for the smell. But there's other products for feet. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to say the biggest thing is to make sure that, you know, men particularly, can generate quite a bit of smell. Teenagers, particularly, an outrageous amount of smell without any of us having any idea that that's happening. Mm-hmm. So I would say that making sure that your bodies are clean. The second thing is in terms of shaving, the easiest way to shave if you want a clean shaven face is to use an electric razor. It's completely tactile. You don't have to learn a huge amount of skills. Usually, electric razors come with an attachment for your ears and your nose. So the other thing that happens is that we grow hair in our ears and our nose, which is something that is not desirable. So make sure that you're checking your nose hair and making sure that it's inside your nose and not outside your nose. Another thing for guys is the eyebrows. And that is, when you wash your face, of course, you're going to wash your eyebrows and your forehead just to make sure that, you know, you don't have any oil residue around the hairline. But, you know, once a month when you get your hair cut, I'm going to recommend at least a hair check once a month. Some people get their hair cut every 2 weeks, depending on how short your hair is. But at least once a month, do a hair check. Do an eyebrow check at that time. There are a lot of stylists who will clip your eyebrows. They will definitely get rid of the what's called a unibrow effect, which is that if you have a really, really heavy beard and heavy hair on your face, your eyebrows kind of connect. So make sure that you're asking your stylist, you know, to check your eyebrows. And a lot of times, depending on your age, like when you're older, you'll get curly gray hairs that will start popping out of your eyebrows. And the stylist will just take the scissors, comb your eyebrows, and clip the hairs, just as part of what she does. It's just like a normal thing that she does. So, but if you're younger and you can feel that you have that one brow thing going and it's not a look that you were going for, then you can also ask her to take care of that, and she will also take care of that for you. And then she'll also know as a signal, or he'll also know that, you know, every time that you come, that they'll check that, which kind of leads into when you find somebody that you like, a barber or a stylist that you like, go to the same person every month when you go to get your hair cut, to get trimmed, to get whatever you need, and be really frank whether you can see or you can't see or what your abilities are in that area, so that they can use their skills to help you look really great. I believe there's Supercuts, which is $12 for a cut. So it's doable financially. You don't have to go to a $120 place to get your hair cut. You can get your hair cut for a really reasonable amount with a good cutter for a fair amount of money and look really good and clean. So you have a great haircut, your brows look good, nothing sticking out of your ears. Now you've put Axe and or Old Spice all over you. Now you can get dressed. Now you should be beaming with confidence. Except for one thing I failed to mention. If you're wearing sneakers, you're cool, no problem. If you are wearing dress shoes, if you have no sight or very low vision, feel your dress shoes. Make sure that you don't feel any roughness on the shoe itself. If you feel roughness, that means it's scuffed and the color has come off. If you have a men's dress shoe that's brown, like from Men's Warehouse, they're really resilient and they're coated. It would take a lot to wear that off. But I have seen loads of shoes where that are a little softer leather, where the black or the navy blue is scuffed off. So there is a liquid called Kiwi. It is the standard for shoe polishing from when I was a little kid. And we can do it as long as we have a the disposable gloves on our hands and a piece of paper on the floor. Just put the shoes down. Brush the shoes with your hands, and then just smear that Kiwi in the matching color, whether it be navy or black, all over the shoe. It doesn't matter if you get it on your hands because you have gloves on. It doesn't matter if you get it on the bottom of the shoes because it's the same color as the shoe. Let that dry for 5 or 10 minutes till it's, you know, dry to the touch. And then you don't even, this is not something that requires sight. Then you just take an old, dish towel, a towel from your bathroom that's, you know, left over. They also usually have a brush, but I just use a towel because that's really all that you need. And then again, no sight required, just rub it all over the shoe. That's going to make the shoe all shiny and pretty. So now from top to bottom, you are dazzling. I mean, dazzling. Everything is put together. And so kind of once you get into the routine of doing this, it's pretty easy. Get rid of all those clothes that don't fit into this whole scenario that you have for your life. Get onto that schedule of getting your hair cut. Get onto that daily schedule for your grooming, including brushing your teeth at the same time when you're doing the rest of your grooming. And you will just sail through life. You will not have to worry about this as a problem for you.
Are there any, I'm thinking just like you talked about, the navy blazer or certain clothes that are classic and will always work, will always look good. Are there hairstyles?
That's a great question. For men, right now, I would say this really depends on the texture of your hair, your personal preferences in life, basically every hairstyle right now is okay, including a bun for a man, a ponytail mm-hmm. for a man. My son gets a fade on the side where they put a number one shaver and shave all the hair off from the side. Mm-hmm. And then they use a number two on the top and he's got a little widow's peak coming down. His best friend Elijah has two big thick braids down the back of his head that he can wear to work. He works in a restaurant. He can put his cap on, and it's a really super low maintenance hairstyle, as opposed to he was rocking dreads, but mm-hmm. that's a much more high maintenance hairstyle, and we created a hairnet, which was completely uncool. So he preferred not to have that hairstyle at work anymore. And his friend Ulysses has super curly hair, but again, has had some times where he lets it grow out and it's kind of fro-like, and then other times where he just gets his head shaved really close so he doesn't have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it kind of depends on, you know, what kind of stuff you like, what, you know, what's your outlook, you know, as to what your hairstyle is. I think once you, and also I think talking to a stylist and saying, hey, I'm really into this, and, you know, what kind of cuts are you giving guys that are into this? Or I work in this really, really buttoned down corporation, or I work in IT, or I work in accounting. And let me tell you, I wear what I wear to work. I wear an Oxford shirt and khaki pants to work every day. You know, what's an appropriate haircut for that? Mm-hmm. And because
they'll know what looks good with your, like with your face shape and all that too.
And they'll make sure that they will cut around your face. They'll cut the nape of your neck to make sure there's not any hairiness in the nape of your neck so that the cut is really clean. They'll shape it in the back. They'll shape on the sides and around your ears. So they'll, you know, if you don't already have a point of view about your hairstyle, then definitely talk to the stylist about, you know, your kind of life. And she'll, he or she, the barber or the hairstylist will give you some guidance there. Once they do it, you know, the great thing about hair is that it grows out every 4 weeks. In my case, every 2 weeks, it will grow out. So it's something that, if you get it and you're like, yeah, I kind of like it, but I think I'd really like to have a swoop over my head. They'll be like, okay, we won't cut the top this time. We'll just cut the sides. So, you know, it's kind of a mm-hmm. work in progress. And as you go in different phases in your life, you'll change your hair, because with men, they may get a receding hairline and that may change the way that they do their hair. So just make sure that you're communicating with your stylist about your lifestyle, what you need, again, which goes back to having the same person each time. And I also usually book my stylist a mm-hmm. month in advance. If I get a cut, and before I leave, I've got it booked, because I want to make sure she knows my hair. I have cowlicks all over my head. I have a short hairstyle. If somebody cuts it wrong, it's pretty horrible looking. So I book that right there before I leave.
And that makes it easy to stay in that routine too. You don't exactly. have to remember to rebook and then you can't get in.
Right.
Or whatever.
Right.
But I think hair, like clothing, can be an expression of yourself and your
yes.
personality, your hair, your, you know, if you choose to wear a beard or mustache, how
yes.
those are cut, you know, that's also a way to express yourself. And it may change, as you say,
yes, again,
at different points
it.
In your life.
Expression. I totally agree. And in terms of having hair on your face, if you do have hair on your face and you have a mustache and a beard, that require, I mean, again, when you're doing your regular morning routine, you wash that baby off, but that does require a little extra maintenance if we're low vision or blind, because we have to make sure that there's not remaining detritus after we eat, because mm-hmm. That's like a little nest for that. So make sure if you choose to go that route that you're, you know, using your napkin and checking to make sure that there's, you know, just shaking out the beard a little bit and shaking out that mustache and around the edges of your mouth. To make sure that that's clean and tidy.
Great. Well, is there anything else you can think of that you want to, you've given us so much advice for the guys.
I just want to say again, the number two brands in the United States for any age for deodorant products are Old Spice and Axe. And they both have a whole bunch of different smells. So if you're checking it out, and you're going to go this route, they just go and lift the lids off all of them and take a sniff. Doesn't mm-hmm. require eyes. It just requires sniff. Pick mm-hmm. one that you like. So let's just say you go with Axe. They have a body wash. They have a body spray. They have a body stick. So now they will say that you should not use body wash for your hair. But I have to tell you, my son, who has short hair, uses Axe body wash for his hair all the time. Why? It's really easy. He can just stick his head in the sink with the Axe body wash in it, mm-hmm. do his head first, then do his face and his beard, and then just work his way down. So if you're just one of those incredibly low maintenance guys with short hair, it's not going to destroy your hair to do that. You know, the other thing is, of course, to have a different shampoo that a lot of people prefer. Mm-hmm. But those are two products that you can be certain of. The Axe body spray lasts 48 hours. 48 hours, that's a really long time. And they're both really great products. So I just want to make sure you guys have the word on those products.
Yeah, that's great. And if men are choosing to wear cologne, are there any tips if you
yes.
are blind to be putting on cologne and things like that?
Yeah. If you're doing cologne, the way to do cologne, of which those companies do have colognes, the proper way to do cologne, whether you're a man or a woman, is to spray the cologne in front of you and then step into it. Do not spray that stuff all over your skin, because if you get in an elevator with an asthmatic, they're going to collapse on the floor from the strength of the smell. It becomes purposely more powerful and stays on you for a very long time. So if you're already going to have scent on it from the body spray and the deodorant. You already have a nice kind of a smell. But so just know that you just want to kind of you're adding that to kind of your shoulders and your head and your neck. You know, women generally put scents behind your ears, mm-hmm. you know, like if somebody hugs you and it smells kind of good. So just go light on the scents. It's a nice finisher, but just, you know, go light, spray it in the air. And there's a lot of men that are using a lot of fragrances right now. It's very, very trendy to buy expensive fragrances for men from Sephora. And again, if you're spending $200 or $300 on a bottle of Polo Ralph Lauren fragrance, dude, just spray it in the air and step into it. That will do it. You will smell great.
Excellent advice. And next week, you'll be back with us our next episode, and we'll be talking about women's fashion and grooming.
Yes.
So getting a little bit deeper into that. So so the cologne kind of leads us in that direction, since it applies to both men and women. Well, thank you, Tricia, for being with us again and giving us all these great tips. I would just encourage everyone listening to share your thoughts or questions on social media, or send them to us either through social media or through our website. We'd love to get your questions and get answers for you, and just engage with each other for further tips and advice on what's worked for you and what you like in terms of fashion and grooming products. So we'll look forward to the next episode for women. We'll be back with Tricia. We hope all this really great practical tips is helping you to navigate your life with vision loss.